My guest at this time is J. Christian Adams. He is a former attorney at the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Department of Justice. He has been our guest many times talking about the injustice, as he sees it, in the Civil Rights Division of the Obama Justice Department. In fact, Injustice is the title of his recent book on that subject, with the subhead Exposing the Racial Agenda of the Obama Justice Department. One of the things that the president has also talked about in recent weeks and months is the need to reform the way America votes, pointing to horror stories of elderly people having to stand in line for hours on end just to cast their vote in the 2012 elections. In a recent piece for the Washington Times, Mr. Adams says those anecdotes might be true in a couple of occasions, but there really is not much of a problem that needs to be addressed here. And so we'll talk about why else the administration might be wanting to do this. And Christian, it's always good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So what was the extent of the voting lines? We saw them a bit in Florida, many people said because there was just so much on the ballot, and we saw them in some other places around the country, and that's obviously where the TV cameras were, but what was the story nationwide?
Well, MIT did a study and found that the average wait for Americans was 13 minutes on election day. So the stories that you're hearing about 6-7 hour waits are usually coming from places where people actually decided to vote early. Early voting is a worse experience than voting on election day because there's fewer places to vote. And so the lady that the president talked about, Desaline Victor, I believe, she went to early voting on the very first day of early voting, which is the absolute worst choice that you could ever make. And that's exactly why she had a long line, including the fact also that they had a bunch of ballot questions in Miami-Dade County. So the president chose a real outlier example when he did the State of the Union.
So what are they thinking? And obviously this commission is tasked with coming up with ideas, but generally speaking, those who favor reforms to make the process quote-unquote easier, what would they do to fix that supposed problem?
Well, look, one thing is to make sure people know that you could vote on Election Day and probably experience a shorter line. That's one thing that they could do. The second thing that could fix what happened to this nice lady is to not have multiple referendum questions on the ballot. Now it's the fault of Miami-Dade County that stuck them on. That's another reform, is to limit the number of referendum questions. The other thing that really helped in some places is, like they have in some places in the country, is a photo identification card that has instant check-in. It's like a voter card that you just swipe and you're checked in. You don't have to read out your address and your name and sign and so forth. And so there's ways to do this without the federal government getting involved. There's local solutions to what is a local problem.
So is this a matter of Democrats, in this case, the president, thinking that the federal government simply has a better way of doing things? Or is there a reason that they are vigorously in search of what you call a solution that is looking for a problem?
Well, don't forget that the federal government, we all know, never has the solution to most problems. So this isn't any different. This is, in fact, a solution in search of a problem because the federal government just doesn't have an answer. They are not in the position to fix it like local officials are, who are closer to the voters, who know the problems. For example, Atlanta was a mess. Places around Baltimore were a mess. These are local solutions, sadly, in many cases in Democrat areas. So it's kind of ironic to hear the president complain about it when the people who were causing the problem, by and large, were Democrats.
Let me ask in a little more blunt fashion here. Do you think this is an honest attempt to do something, or is this a way to get the right people to turn out in some way?
Well, I'll tell you, this administration knows that the rules of elections, the process rules, have partisan outcomes. If you can tinker with the rules of the game, you can help your side. And this president recognizes that, to his credit. He knows that once he gets involved in election reforms, you can bet that those reforms are probably going to help Democrats. So it comes with the territory.
Do you have any examples of where that's been done at the local level anywhere in the country?
Well, of course, you have Motor Voter. You have Section 7 of Motor Voter, where welfare agency voter registration in 1993, where people in heroin treatment facilities and food stamp offices are required to be offered the opportunity to register to vote. If you look at the list in the law, it skews overwhelmingly Democrat. So that's one example of how election process issues had partisan outcomes.
And do you think that's a major part of his goal here?
Well, look, it almost always is when the federal government, when politicians get involved in making suggested changes, it almost obviously has a political outcome.
I know you're an attorney and not a political strategist, but if you're seeing the president move in this direction and you feel that it might have partisan overtones to it, how do you counter the argument we're trying to make it a smoother process for Americans to exercise their right to vote? That's a pretty hard position, at least on the surface, to be opposed to.
Well, I'm trying to be 6'4" and tall, dark, and handsome. There's some things that you just can't do, and the federal government just can't snap its fingers and fix the problem with long lines. It's not a question of federal control. States control the elections, and that's how the founders set the country up. That's what the Constitution says, is the state governments are in charge of their own elections and not people in Washington, D.C.
Do you ultimately expect this to be a major fight, or is this something that will get stalled along the side of the road somewhere?
Oh, I think it's probably going to get stalled along the side of the road. Like I said, there's very little that can be done. Frankly, the agenda of the commission is primarily to make a best practices recommendation. So let's hope they stick to that agenda and don't meddle in a state and local affair.
Well, very interesting to discuss. And given all the debates over voter ID and all sorts of other issues related to potential fraud, this is another interesting dimension to the debate. Christian, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
J. Christian Adams is an attorney, former attorney in the Department of Justice. He's now an editor at Pajamas Media and is the author of Injustice, Exposing the Racial Agenda of the Obama Justice Department. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.